Today's devotional is based on Revelation 4, verses 1 to 8, and it was written by the Reverend Will Scott. In Revelation 3, John recounts a promise for repentant people. "Listen, I am standing at the door, knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to you and eat with you, and you with me." God promises fellowship, the intimacy of a shared meal. In chapter 4, we get a startling beginning. "Now the door is opened. After this I looked, and there in heaven a door stood open." And the view is staggering. God is enthroned in the heavens, surrounded by adoring elders wearing golden crowns. There are signs of created power, thunder and lightning, the celestial sea close at hand. Creatures that defy easy description embody what is owed to God: worship. How to account for the dramatic change between chapters 3 and 4? How can the all-powerful, barely contained in heaven, worthy of all worship, knock on the door and share a simple meal with us? How can this be? John offers a vision because the door to heaven was opened and Jesus Christ walked through. As one Christmas hymn implores us, "Veiled in flesh the Godhead see." The open door of heaven unveils the presence of God, who comes to us as one of us, enabling something beyond our imagination or understanding to be born, touched, held, killed, and raised. Now the door is wide open for John to behold the mystery behind it, and open for us too. Let us pray. Holy God, you are beyond us, yet in Jesus Christ you have become one of us. With all creation, we praise and worship you for the mystery of your incarnation, for the unimaginable grace that awaits us in your real presence. As we wait on your promise this season, open the door to your love once again, and sustain us with a vision of hope for all the way ahead. We pray in Jesus Christ. Amen.